Mission Network News 4.5 minute version for Thursday, March 10th, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. Christians watch Lebanon's rallies with hope. World Vision teams share a cup of cold water in Jesus' name in the Congo, and the Godman Project is gearing up in India. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. We begin today in Lebanon, where the selection of a new prime minister is currently underway as Syria's troops begin to pull out. The streets are filled with demonstrating Lebanese, some former enemies unified against a common adversary. Words of Hope's Lee DeYoung was an eyewitness to several of the demonstrations.
There was not only no evidence of violence in the ones I was at, which involved thousands of participants, but also the mood was upbeat, constructive, hopeful, almost as if it were a rally.
Pro-Syrian Hezbollah supporters are now making their voices heard, but overall, DeYoung says that there's a sense of optimism for the future of the country and ministry.
As far as Christians are concerned, if there is independence, there really is no fear that there would be any kind of repression or a negative impact on the church. In fact, there is a hope that the number of Christians would increase significantly as a result of that kind of development.
Next, World Vision took clean water last week to 25,000 people displaced by fierce fighting in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo. There are plans in the works to rehabilitate 5 springs and cap 15 new springs in the area. They'll also provide survival kits to 3,900 families. Many of these people fled their homes in December when conflict erupted between area militias and the newly integrated army. A Christian aid group, World Vision teams, minister by sharing a cup of cold water in Jesus' name. You're listening to Mission Network News. Quest Aircraft isn't very well known yet, but it could be the buzz of missionary aviation soon. Quest has designed a new aircraft called the Kodiak, a 10-seater single-engine turboprop that can fly more cargo and people and won't cost as much. Mission Aviation Fellowship's Kevin Swanson says they're buying 8 of them.
The Cessna has been the backbone of our fleet for 40 years. One of the primary things that we're seeing changing, the fuel that they use is less and less available in the underdeveloped parts of the world, and that, of course, you know, is where God has called us to serve.
Since the Kodiak uses cheaper jet fuel, $9 to $14 a gallon fuel bills will end. Swanson says the increased payload shouldn't change their operations at all.
It is designed to take off and land in the same length airstrip that the Cessna 206 will. So the same strips that we're using around the world are going to serve us with the Kodiak, but we'll be able to take twice as much in every load.
Meanwhile, the Book of Hope has been a great tool to get God's Word into the hands of children all over the world. 63 million will get it this year, but the number hearing and seeing the Book of Hope in 3D animation could top 1 billion. Book of Hope's Chad Causey says their India version of the Godman Project will do just that.
The India version will be a storyline that is created in India with all Indian actors, with Indian bridge material that is to respond to an Indian worldview and contextualize the gospel presentation.
Causey says that this will help the Indian people understand the story better.
98% of the people who will be exposed to the movie, Jesus is foreign to them in so many ways. Who he is, his story, everything from his teaching to the worldview and the fundamental aspects of what he brings as being a single creator God, it's all totally foreign.
They hope to be finished with it by the end of the year. And finally, Transworld Radio United Kingdom began its internet simulcast project last month. Audiences can now tune in 24 hours a day to hear live broadcasts by visiting the UK website and clicking on Listen Live. This brings a whole new audience to TWR. Anyone with a computer and an internet connection can now access Bible teaching, praise, mission, youth programs, and much more. TWR UK is also moving forward with plans to launch a digital service next year. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a free copy of evangelist Sammy Tippett's autobiography called No Matter What the Cost, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. Find out what it takes to serve Christ no matter what the cost from a man who's been arrested for sharing his faith. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also request a copy at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.